Proverbs chapter 17, beginning in verse 13, these are God's words. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. Okay, so here we have one of the many places in Scripture where it describes things that make our sins more heinous. It is always wicked to do wickedly to somebody, but when someone is good to you and you do wickedly back to them, obviously that is more heinous, more culpable, more guilty. Now, this is a problem for us, because who has done you the most good, Ezekiel?
God.
Does he ever stop doing good to you? No, he doesn't. The more good he does to us, the worse our sins are against him. And especially those of us whom he has brought to himself in Christ. So this verse reminds us that all of our sinning is a repaying of evil to God for the good that he has done us. That's true for everyone, but all the more true for us to whom he has done so much good, even above what others enjoy. Okay. So verse 14. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. Okay, so you've got a dam and it's holding up the river or the lake or whatever. And someone opens a hole in it and the river comes pouring through. How easy is it to just push all the sticks back into place and stop the river again? Very, very difficult, isn't it? It's much easier, isn't it, just to leave them in place to begin with and not let any out. Have you ever found when you're having a conflict with someone or an argument or you're going back and forth at each other, and even when mom or I tell you, God hates the one who stirs up strife among the brethren. Bless those who curse you. Bless and do not curse. Do not repay evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. And we give you reminders of all the reasons why you should be the one to stop the back and forth and stop the conflict. How easy do you find it to stop it? It's very difficult, isn't it? Even with the knowledge of God and the reminders from the Scripture and belonging to Christ by faith, even with all those advantages, it's very hard. Once your heart is in a way of strife, once your heart is in a way of conflict, to be reconciled and restored and have peace with one another. Much easier, isn't it, not to begin conflict at all. You know, watch your mouths, watch your responses. You don't need to correct every little thing that somebody says that might be wrong, or criticize. Watch against the flesh within that wants to make biting little comments and remarks. I heard some kind of ridiculous exchange over who favors cats versus dogs while I was getting ready earlier. And apparently when I close the bedroom door, you guys think I cease to exist. Even worse, we often treat God as if he has ceased to exist. If I walked in suddenly and you were acting like fools and in wicked strife, I hope that you would have enough honor for me to stop. But does God not see you better and more closely? And is he not holier? And is he not greater and worthy of greater honor? And he is here all the time. Let us not begin strife. Stop contention before a quarrel starts. This might be one to, you know, put on a piece of paper and put up in the house somewhere. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. We don't need to be getting into conflict with one another. Ezekiel, are you raising your hand? What would you like to say, Habibi? All right. Why don't you go after we pray? Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminder that you always do us good. Grant that we would not be those who repay you evil for the good that you do us. And grant that we would have a special thankfulness to you for those that you use to do good to us. And that we would be all the more stirred up to do good back to them. That you would give us many incentives like this for loving you and obeying you and loving our neighbor as ourselves. For indeed we are weak and foolish and sinful. And when you remind us of the greater obligation that your goodness places on us, or that someone else's goodness even places on us, you help us in the fight against sin. We thank you for your Spirit, who is always applying to us the life of Christ, always applying to us Christ and the benefits of the new covenant. And we pray that his work in us might be mighty. And then, Lord, we think especially of how you have reconciled us to yourself in Jesus. You have fixed the enmity so that we are no longer your enemies, but now we are your friends and even your children. And how you fix the enmity between us and one another as well, by the same blood of Jesus, who joins us to you and joins us to one another. Help us, Lord, to be a household where conflicts are stopped before they start, where we think before we speak, where we offer our mouths as living sacrifices to you, and therefore seek only to say that which does good to one another. We thank you, Lord, for your word, and how, especially in this book of Proverbs, the character of Christ is displayed, so we might appreciate him who is our righteousness and who has offered the obedience that is counted for us, and so that we might understand what you are making us like, so that we would aim at it and purify ourselves even as he is pure. Glorify Jesus, we pray, by working out the fruit of your word in us, for we ask it in his name, and your children at this table say, Amen.